Good evening. This is Eastern Sierra Now. We've got a packed update for you today, from festival camping spots filling up fast to free green waste weekends and a hazardous waste event to help clean things up across Inyo County. Plus, Caltrans is taking a closer look at parking along South Main Street. There's a call for volunteers to support a local fundraiser, and we'll have your latest traffic advisory heading into next week. We'll also check in on conditions up at Mammoth and take a look at your weekend weather forecast. But first, today's show is brought to you by travel agent Hannah Fortney, helping you plan your next getaway, whether it's across the country or just a well-earned escape. And before we dive in, today happens to be National Farm Animals Day. So whether it's a cow, a goat, or a chicken, today's a good day to show them a little appreciation. Let's get into your news. Tickets and camping sales are now underway for the 34th annual Mill Pond Music Festival, taking place September 18th to 20th. As of today, tennis court camping spots are sold out, with very few Browns camping spots remaining. Phone orders began April 1st at 8 a.m., with no voicemail orders accepted. Those interested are encouraged to call as early as possible for the best chance at securing preferred camping spots and lower ticket prices. Camping and ticket availability is limited, and early purchase is recommended. Orders can be placed by phone, with online sales expected to be announced soon. Inyo County residents will have an opportunity to dispose of green waste at no cost during an upcoming free green waste weekend. Gate fees will be waived for green waste only at several locations, including the Bishop and Lone Pine landfills on April 18th and 19th, the Independence landfill on April 19th, as well as the Big Pine Transfer Station on April 18th. The program is available to Inyo County residents only, and identification will be required. Commercial haulers and landscaping contractors are not eligible. County officials say the effort is aimed at reducing wildfire risk by encouraging residents to clear vegetation and yard debris. In a separate effort, a household hazardous waste collection event is also scheduled for tomorrow, April 11th, at the Bishop Sunland landfill. Households are limited to 20 gallons of products, with additional collection events scheduled for later in the year at different locations.
Are you planning a trip? Well, it should feel exciting, not overwhelming, right? That's where Hannah Fortney comes in. Hannah is a FORA certified travel advisor, also Disney certified travel advisor, who takes the stress out of travel planning and replaces it with confidence, clarity, and adventure. From weekend getaways to once-in-a-lifetime trips, every detail is thoughtfully planned, from Death Valley to Hawaii, and destinations far beyond. Hannah can help you get wherever you're dreaming of going. So all you have to do is enjoy the journey. Because with Hannah Fortney, your trip is mapped for you. Mapped for adventure. You ready to start planning? Email Hannah Fortney at hannah.fortney, F-O-R-T-N-E-Y, at fora, F-O-R-A, dot travel. Your next adventure, it's already on the map. And trust me, I'm not just advertising the thing. I use her constantly. She flies me halfway across the country for $100. Trust me, you need to work with Hannah. You will thank me all day long. Go check it out. I can't quote that $100, by the way. That just happens to be where I'm going. You might be going somewhere that's way more than $100. Don't quote me on that.
Caltrans is planning a presentation regarding the potential removal of all parking along South Main Street. It's scheduled for April 13th at the BUHS Carl Lind Boardroom, starting at 6 p.m. The presentation is expected to provide information on the proposal and allow for public input on the possible changes. This change was not announced in the Bishop Pavement Project, and all potentially affected parties are encouraged to attend. Officials have not announced final decisions, and the presentation is intended to inform the community and gather feedback before any action is taken. The Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center is seeking volunteers for an upcoming bingo event. Two volunteers are needed to help support the event, scheduled for April 21st at the Mammoth Brewing Company, which serves as a fundraiser for the organization. Those interested in participating are encouraged to sign up to assist with event operations. Caltrans has released a traffic advisory for the week of April 13th through April 17th. In Kern County, the eastbound shoulder will close along SR 178 West for wire crossing. In Inyo County, expect one-way traffic control on SR 168 West for pole replacements. And in Mono County, expect one-way traffic control on US 6 as crews complete maintenance work along the shoulders. Motorists can expect lane closures and delays in various locations throughout the region as crews conduct maintenance and construction work. Drivers are advised to plan ahead, allow extra travel time, and use caution when traveling through work zones.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time, the time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually gonna be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is gonna be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient, it allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Now to your ski report. Mammoth is currently reporting a base depth of 38 inches, with 109 trails, 16 lifts, and 6 terrain parks open under spring conditions. A storm system is moving in earlier than expected, bringing scattered snow showers across the mountain. A low-hanging cloud layer is also impacting much of the area, creating reduced visibility, especially at higher elevations. Forecasts indicate that snowfall will continue through Sunday, with more significant accumulation expected Saturday night. Skiers and riders should also be prepared for the possibility of weather-related holds on upper mountain lifts as conditions develop. As for mountain access, Canyon Lodge will remain open for access only through April 19th, but the main lodge is the primary access point and is recommended for beginner skiers and riders seeking the best conditions. Travelers heading up the hill should plan for changing weather, limited visibility, and variable snow conditions throughout the weekend. Let's take a look at your weekend weather across the Eastern Sierra, starting down in Bishop. We're looking at a mix of sun and clouds today with breezy conditions in the afternoon. Highs climb into the mid-70s, with overnight lows dropping into the low 40s. A slight cool down with increasing clouds is expected tomorrow, with a chance for a few afternoon showers. Highs near 70 degrees, overnight lows in the low 40s, and Sunday brings cooler conditions, with a mix of sun and clouds and breezy winds early. Highs drop to around 59 degrees, with lows near 40. Now heading up the hill to Mammoth Lakes. Partly sunny early, then turning mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and breezy conditions today. Highs in the upper 40s, lows below freezing. Expect cloudy, windy, and unsettled with scattered showers developing through the day tomorrow. Highs near 46 degrees, lows again around 21. And Sunday brings a noticeable shift. Colder temperatures and snow moving into the forecast. Highs drop into the upper 30s, with accumulating snow possible throughout the day. A clear reminder of the elevation contrast this weekend. Milder conditions in Bishop, while Mammoth sees a return to winter-like weather by Sunday. If you're heading up the mountain, be prepared for changing conditions and possible travel impacts. That's a look at your news for today. As always, you can find more details on these stories and more at easternsierranow.com. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and hit that notification bell so you never miss an update, and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for the latest throughout the day. And while you're there, don't forget to weigh in on our latest Epic Eats poll, because strong opinions about local food are always welcome here. Thanks again to today's sponsor, travel agent Hannah Fortney, for supporting local news. We'll see you next time, right here on Eastern Sierra Now.